Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Braisa says that you can't daven if you have to go to the bathroom. And if you do daven while having to go to the bathroom, then your tefillah is a toeva, it's an abomination, so you shouldn't do that. Rav Zvid says, though, that this only applies if you can't hold it in. But if you can daven and you can hold it in, then that's okay. As long as you can hold it in, you're allowed to daven. And we asked, how long do you have to be able to hold it in for to be able to daven? Rav Shesha says you have to be able to hold it in for the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, which is approximately 72 minutes. So if you can hold it in for 72 minutes, then you can daven. Rav Yonasan, though, says, no, you can never daven if you have to go to the bathroom. So we bring down this pasuk that says, Shemor aglecha kasher teleich el beis elokim, that you should guard your foot when you go to the house of God. So we have two explanations of this pasuk. Rav Yonasan says that you shouldn't sin, and if you do, then you should bring a karban. And Rava is explaining Rav Yonasan that you should be like the chachamim who bring a karban when they sin, and they do teshuvah. But you shouldn't be like the fools who bring karbanos and don't do teshuvah, and they don't even know why they're bringing the karban, if they're bringing it for good reasons, bad reasons. So obviously Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem says, if you're bringing a karban, you don't even know why you're bringing it, then I don't want that. And Rav Ashi explains the pasuk differently, that you should not be passing gas while you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. So when you go to the bathroom, you bring down another braisa. So when you go to the bathroom, you should take your tefillin off 4 amos away from the bathroom. But Rav Shesha says this is only if you're going to an established permanent bathroom, because that's going to be dirtier, so we want you to take off your tefillin 4 amos away. Back in the day, they used to wear their tefillin all day long. So if you want to go to the bathroom, take it off 4 amos away, then you go to the bathroom. Rav Shesha says that's only a permanent bathroom, but by a temporary bathroom, if you're just going to the woods somewhere, it's, not like a kavua bathroom, then you could take off your tefillin in the bathroom, and you can use the bathroom immediately. But when you leave, then you have to walk away 4 amos and put them on 4 amos away, because you've turned this bathroom into a permanent established bathroom. So what happens if you're going to a temporary bathroom just to urinate? So Ravina says that you're allowed to take off your tefillin in there and go to the bathroom right away, but Rav Ada Bar Masna says you're not allowed to, and Rava says that he holds like Rav Ada Bar Masna that you have to take them off. You can't wear them because maybe when you go to this permanent bathroom, you might pass gas, you might defecate while you have your tefillin on. So Beis Shammai is of the opinion that if you are going into an established bathroom, a kavua bathroom, then you have to take off your tefillin 4 amos away, and you should put them on the window facing the public domain, and then you can enter the bathroom. And when you leave, you have to walk away 4 amos before you put on your tefillin. But Beis Hillel says, no, just go into the bathroom and hold the tefillin in your hand. Rabbi Akiva says you should wrap the tefillin in a garment and hold them in your hand, or you could place it in a hole that is facing the bathroom. But you have to be very careful not to put it in a hole that is facing the outside public, because one time there was, either people might take it, but there was also this one time when this Zona, this prostitute, took the tefillin that were hanging by the window, and she took them, and then she went to the yeshiva, and she's like, oh look, the boy whose tefillin belong to, he paid me with these tefillin for my services, and this was really embarrassing for the boy, so he ended up jumping off the roof. So that's why we said don't put them facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah in the public. So at first, people would put their tefillin in the holes facing the bathroom, but then the mice would come and take them. So then they're like, okay, fine, so we're going to place them in the windows that are facing the public. But then people were taking them, and we had this story with the Zona. So they just decided, all right, it's just going to be best if we hold on to the tefillin while we go into the bathroom. So Rav Miyosha Berei, the son of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, says that you should roll your tefillin up in their straps, and you should hold them while you're in the bathroom. But Rav Nachman says you have to just make sure that the straps are not sticking out a tefach from your hand. Rav Zera says, but this only applies if there's time left in the day to wear them. Otherwise, don't bother wrapping them up and everything. Just put them in a bag, which is a tevach big. And Yochanan also says the same thing, that if there's time left in the day to wear them, you wrap them up. If there's not enough time left in the day to wear them, you put them in a bag that is tevach wide. And Abaye says it only has to be a tevach wide, the bag, if it's designated as a tefillin bag. But otherwise, if it's not designated as a tefillin bag, it could be less than a tevach. So Marzutra says, yeah, Abaye, that's a good ruling, because we know that you can have these small little earthenware vials and you seal stuff in them. And even if they're right next to a corpse, they're not going to become tameh, because these little vials are able to protect what's inside them. So Rabbi Bar Rav Chana says that they would follow Rabbi Yochanan, and if he'd have to go to the bathroom, he would give us his sfarim. He wouldn't take those into the bathroom, but if he was wearing his tefillin, he would keep his tefillin. And he said, since the Chachamim allow me to take in my tefillin, I may as well take them in for protection against evil spirits and just to have them with me. And Rava would say the exact same thing about Rav Nachman, that he wouldn't take his svarim into the bathroom, but he would keep his tefillin on because he said he's allowed, so he may as well. So we bring in a braisa that says that you shouldn't hold a tefillin or a Sefer Torah and daven, and you also can't urinate while you're holding a Sefer Torah tefillin, and you can't sleep while holding a Sefer Torah tefillin. Shmuel says that you should not daven while holding things like a knife, or money, or a dish, or a loaf, because again, you're not going to have the proper kavana. You're going to be so worried about dropping these things that it's going to be hard to concentrate. So if Sheisha says clearly, the Braisa, we don't follow this Braisa, because this is the opinion of Beis Shammai, who says that you're not allowed to hold your tefillin in the bathroom. Because we said this in this Braisa, you can't hold your tefillin while you are going to the bathroom. So that's Beis Shammai's opinion, because Beis Hillel allows you to even take them into a permanent bathroom. So if he's going to let you take them into a permanent bathroom, obviously he's going to let you take them into a temporary bathroom. So clearly this braisa, which says you can never hold your tefillin while going to the bathroom, can't be Beis Hillel, because if Beis Hillel lets you take them into a permanent bathroom, he'd obviously let you take them into a temporary bathroom. So it must be Beis Shammai, who says that you can't hold your tefillin while going to the bathroom, and we don't hold like Beis Shammai, so therefore we don't hold like this braisa. But then we said, well, wait one second, we have a braisa that says that is talking about, we want to say it's talking about this topic, when it says, the Braisa says that the things that I permit here, I forbid here. So we're saying that this means, we're trying to say this means that Beis Hillel allows you to have your tefillin in a permanent bathroom, but he forbids it here in a temporary bathroom. And obviously this Braisa is not talking about Beis Shammai, because he never permits anything in any case. So we're going to say that, really, no, Rav Sheshes, Beis Hillel does allow you to bring it into a permanent bathroom, but he wouldn't allow you to bring it into a temporary bathroom. And this braisa that we brought before could be Beis Hillel's opinion. We said, no, this braisa that we just quoted about the things I permit here, I forbid here, is talking about the braisa that is dealing with tefachs, that if you go into the bathroom, you can reveal one tefach behind you and two tefachim in front of you, because we try to be really sneeze even when we're going to the bathroom. So you're allowed to reveal one tefach behind you and two in front of you. And another braisa says that you can reveal one tefach behind you, but no tefachim in front of you. So one behind and none in front. And we said this is not really a contradiction, because when it says you can reveal one behind but none in front, that's talking about if you're defecating. But when it says that you can reveal one tefach in the back and two in the front, that is talking about urinating. But if it's true that it's talking about urinating, then why do you need one in the back? So we said, why do you need to reveal one in the back just to urinate? So we said, no, both are talking about cases of defecating, but when it says that you can reveal one tefach in the back and two tefachim in the front, that's talking about a man who may need to urinate while he's defecating so that he has the opening in the front. And when it says you can only reveal one behind, that's talking about a woman who wouldn't need to have anything exposed in the front to urinate. So we then said that if the braisa, which says that things that we permit here, we forbid there, is talking about this case of a tefach, then why does that braisa end off by saying this is a kal vachomer which has no answer? Right? They said the braisa is not logical. And if we're saying that's talking about the tefachs, we just gave a good logic that it's men versus women. And that seems like a good logic. So why would we say it's illogical? So clearly, the braisa has to be talking about tefillin. And what it means to say is Beis Hillel allows you to bring it into a temporary bathroom. Sorry, Beis Hillel allows you to bring it into a permanent bathroom, but he would not allow you to bring it into a temporary bathroom. And this is a disproof to Rav Sheshes, who said that it's not possible that Beis Hillel would allow you to bring it into a permanent bathroom, but not a temporary bathroom. But we're saying, no, Beis Hillel would allow you to bring your tefillin into a permanent bathroom, but he would not allow you to bring your tefillin into a temporary bathroom. But if that's true, so why would Beis Hillel say that? Why would he say you can into a permanent, but not into a temporary one, because the permanent ones are much dirtier? So he says, no, when you're going into a permanent bathroom, an established bathroom, there you're going to be sitting down, and we're not worried that if you're urinating, you're going to get things, you're going to get drops on your legs, so it's going to be a lot cleaner, or on your feet. But in a temporary bathroom where you're going to be standing, we are worried that you might get some drops on your legs, and if you're going to get so dirty, we don't want you to be wearing your tefillin during that time. So then, fine, so that's a good logic for that. So why do we say that's a kal vachomer that has no answer? We just said that. We gave a good answer, sitting versus standing. That makes a lot of sense. So we answered that the kal vachomer alone makes no sense itself, that you would allow it in a permanent but not a temporary, but once you have the logic, then it makes sense. So we quote a braisa that if you want to go to a meal and you want to go to the bathroom before you go to the meal, I guess you have room to eat everything, you should walk 4 amos 10 times, or you can walk 10 amos 4 times, and that's going to help you go to the bathroom. Rabbi Yitzchak says that then you go into the meal. Rabbi Yitzchak says that you should remove your tefillin and then you should go to the meal. Rabbi Chiya says that you should put your tefillin on the table, and that's going to be better for you. Why? Because we asked, when do you put your tefillin back on? Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, when you're ready to bench. So Rabbi Chiya is saying, just leave them right on the table, right in front of you, and then when you're ready to bench, you'll have them there. So we quote a braisa that says that you're allowed to wrap your tefillin in like this handkerchief thing with money, and that's not a problem. But we said another braisa that says that you're not allowed to wrap your tefillin in something with other things like money. So we said, no, that's not a problem, because you're not allowed to wrap your tefillin in this bag with money when you designated this bag to hold your tefillin. But if you didn't designate the bag to hold your tefillin, you can put your tefillin in and anything else you want. Rav Chisda says, yeah, if you designated your tefillin, you designated this bag for your tefillin, and you put your tefillin in it, then you can't put anything else. But if you didn't designate it, or you did designate it and you haven't put your tefillin in yet, then you can put money or anything else in you want. But Abaye holds that just designating it is enough. So if you designated it, regardless of if you put your tefillin in or not, then you're not allowed to put anything else in. But if you didn't designate it, then you're allowed to put anything else you want, even if you haven't used it for your tefillin, even if you have been using this for your tefillin, as long as you didn't designate it as being a tefillin bag, you're allowed to put whatever you want into it. So Rav Yosef Berei, Rav Nechonia, asked Rav Yehuda, so are you allowed to put your tefillin under your headrest while you sleep? Obviously, I know that you can't put your tefillin under your footrest, because that would be disgraceful for the tefillin, but what about your headrest? So he answered, Rav Yehuda says, well, Shmuel says that you can put them under your headrest of your bed, even if your wife is with you in bed. But we brought in a braisa that says that you can't put your tefillin under your footrest because that's disgraceful, but you can put them under your headrest, but you're not allowed to if your wife is with you in bed. We said that if there's a ledge nearby that's either 3 tefachim higher or 3 tefachim lower than the bed, then you can put your tefillin on there even if your wife is with you in bed. And so clearly this disproves Shmuel, but Rava says even though the braisa disproves Shmuel, we still hold like Shmuel because protecting your tefillin is the most important thing. Shkayach.